Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
And what do you put it down to? I mean, the whole season had been like that. You know, time and time again, we got the late winners. But there was something else going on.
Yeah, that was the desire from the manager. That was he told me in late January, early February, he pulled me aside and he said, look, I know you're having a tough season. You've had a few injuries. You keep trying to get back for the following match, you know, with your injuries. I'm telling you, get yourself ready for the end of the season, because I think it's going to be a big season for us, and I want all my players fit. So I'm going to need you at the end of the season. So make sure that not just I don't want you fit for next week. I want you fit for the long run, because he knew he was going to have to chop and change. That's unbelievable foresight, isn't it, from a manager? To know that. And it kind of eased me a little bit to know that I was still part of his plans, because I hadn't had the best season. And I just felt that, you know, I gave myself a couple of weeks to get back rather than trying to get back for that Saturday. And then I was part of his plans and came on at different times and played different games and was a big part of the final push. So someone brought a big pot of tea in for all to have a cup of tea out of. After training, it was a cold day. It had just been put on the table, so it was boiling hot. Nicky Butt took off the top of it to stir the tea bags to make sure it was a proper cup of tea rather than a weak one. So he's stirring away, and with that, Schmeichel's come out of the showers and he's standing right by the teapot, and he decides to dry himself off, and then he's drying his hair. So he's exposing everything to the whole squad, not realising that Butty's stirring that. And I can see, I'm looking straight at Butty, and Butty's looking at everyone while he's stirring the tea, with Peter Schmeichel there, with everything hanging out. And you can see his mind ticking over, thinking, can I? Can't I? I can't. Can I? Can I? And as he's drying his hair, Butty's stirring and stirring. He's thought, what the fuck? Why not? So he took the spoon out and burnt the end of Peter's cock and ran for his life. Peter screamed out and he chased him round the dressing room.
Jesus. Brilliant.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 223. We didn't do a David Shepherd yips, but we United had the yips. Cricket reference there on 222 last time. Do you know what the highlight of my night is going to be?
This is Sheffield United at home.
It's Sheffield United at home on the 24th of April. Do you know what? We're going to go the whole season without any of you wearing shorts. Not that I want to see you in shorts, that sounds... But it's like, the highlight of my night is the sun... The setting of the sun is coming down, so I'm not cold because I've got long johns on, gloves, hat, and it's May next week. And I even got, as Nick pointed out, got mention of rain to Teddy Sheringham, so shove that up your arses. Right, a quick meander. That's the last Teddy clip, because by the time you listen to this, Saturday against Burnley will be the very last time to get the mag with the interview. Please do, it's a great mag. Right. 17 out of 19 app QR coding bollocks nonsense. Read the room, United, for once. But they don't care about the room. But I'm glad that people are outcry. But it does, is a plug for the mag. For 18 months we've been bringing and mentioning this. So this is if reasons alone for Red News. Yeah, they might not listen to us, but trust me, I bug them every time I see a staffer go on about the 17 or 19. The reason is we've been pointing this out for 18 months. So this is not new to readers. We've been saying this is coming. We've been trying to fight the corner. So that is what, if you lose our voice for next season, you're losing that.
Well, I saw in the week... You know, fair enough, it was the City group that were doing it, but apparently 13 of the 20 teams are coming together, fans, to challenge
good.
All the
we
stuff
need,
that's going
on
at the
moment. We can call them Scouse bastards. You know, it's coming forever. Yeah, Notts Forest. Exactly. Notts Forest are putting their prices up when they could be relegated. Do you know what they're going to do? Hello, Jav.
All right, Paul.
What do you make of now?
How do you mean, in what context?
Today.
Are we going to win?
Yes.
How we fuck? Oh.
Are you confident in Ten Hag's ability to turn this around?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not confident. I want him to. I really, really want him to. But I'm just not confident. I'm not seeing it. And I don't think we'll get beat tonight, but...
1-0 written all over it. Are you
Bernie?
Yes, I am. Do you have Bernie, you on the pod?
Brian.
Oh, Brian.
From New York.
Brian from New York. Sorry, do you mind appearing on the pod quickly?
No, not at all.
So, right. Cheers, Jav. I hope. Oh, I just hope. Yeah. So, what do you make of this?
I think we give him time. We've got to give him time. I think he's a top-class person and bloke, and I think he's a right fit for Man United, and I just think he's been unlucky, and you know, as soon as something goes wrong, they're all over him. So I give him time.
The press are hunting him now.
Oh, they've been hunting us for a long time.
He can't do wrong for right. He's in that.
No.
But then, like, I like to see him. I'd really, you know, like standing on the table growling at everyone. I was glad he said what he said yesterday.
He deserved to say what he said yesterday. I mean, our fans aren't helping. Garnacho was injured, and you know, if you read Twitter or whatever you call it, you'd think he'd created a terrible decision. You know, it was a... I only came in for the last 20 minutes the last day, and it was a freakish.
But that's... And we shouldn't be relying on Garnacho, however good he is. You know, if we're saying one player... Going on what I said the other night, but one player who wasn't even an automatic start at the start of the season is our saviour for seeing games out. It's a pretty... Anyway, so you've come from New York.
Yeah.
Your boys are here for their first game on Saturday.
Yeah.
So do you still get the buzz when you see it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, come down as early as I can. Just love the buzz.
How do you describe it?
What?
How do you describe it?
Oh, it's fantastic. I don't know why people give out about the stadium. Every time I see the back ends of it, you know, just, you know, I'm in heaven, to be honest.
So, preempting, what do you think about Old Trafford to the future?
I love the old grounds, and this is a classic ground, and if they want to do it, they want to do it, but, you know, not at the expense of, you know, another $1 billion on the balance sheet. I don't want that anymore. I'm sick of us being, you know, the poor boys.
Well, and sometimes regeneration is just commercialism by any other, you know, like, and everything that we're fighting about now, the 17 out of 19, that'll get worse.
That's terrible.
My point to Nathan was going to be, sorry if I don't, a quick rant, is like the 17-19, good to see, that's why the fanzines, but also it's like the whole tone of us is like, we're a nuisance. We're, you know, from the people checking our bag, it's like, what are you doing here? I'm not asking for a Selfridges, you know, someone giving me perfume and saying, how can I help you? But it's like, we go to the gates and it's, what have you got, show us your jacket, and it's like, the whole tone is like, Not we're doing them a favour, but it's like, why are you here? What is the point of you being here? And it just like makes me sad, but it should be, thank God you've all come for Sheffield United at home after a shit season.
Absolutely. Like, look, despite everything that's bad on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, the real fans that you follow on Twitter, like yourself.
Oh, thank you.
And Andy Mid and others. And, you know, like... You get the real story, right? And the real story is the club is about the fans and the... Like, I'm walking down here and I want to get a fan... I want to get the scarf of the Busby Babes because that's who we are. We're not the Johnny-come-latelys. And Manchester is a great city. And, you know, it's got great connections with my home country. But, you know, and it should be proud of its team and its players and its fans. Its fans are incredible.
Well, what I love is, so you're now in New York,
yeah,
and you contribute to the fanzines, you write pieces for Red News, and it's like you still, like, from afar love the culture and study it intently, so you've never lost that connection. Why, if you don't, you know, like, because other people might move and not have that.
Well, I started reading the fanzines back in the 90s, and I mean, I don't know if you remember Richard Curtis, books. And I loved those books. I ate them up, you know. And look, I wouldn't be anything like a mad going drinking man to a game, but I enjoyed the stories and
If
the Reds, Romer Mandalay, that was a fantastic book to read.
Still available in all good Red News stores. You know, I'm turning into Avram Glazer in looks and talking.
Yeah, well, look, it's important that kind of stuff really excited me, you know. My first game here was Chelsea, and I'm only on my first game.
That's four, please. Thank you. Can I ask your predictions tonight?
Oh, Jesus.
We've got to win, haven't we? And that's a for sound effects. That's not the wind. That's a Ten Hag.
Stay.
Good. All right.
It's institutional, the issues here. Gary Neville's right.
So, yeah, look, I...
Over. No, yeah, so, we've got Digger, we've got prediction tonight.
Prediction tonight, 4-1.
4-1 us. You've always said we're going to win the FA Cup finals from the fourth round, I think you were
saying.
Yeah,
I think we are. I think our name's on the cup.
Right, I bloody hope so. Yeah, I can't bear it being theirs. Can I ask your thoughts on Ten Hag? Because
I think he'll stay. I think he's got to stay. There were some stats on the television today. He's the third best manager of the games he's played. Up to now, he's like 107 games.
Well, he's had a better opening record than Arteta. So, and
and he's had
time.
A better record than Fergie. First 107
well, those
games.
First years under Fergie. But no one gets the time that they used to, but I do want to... I don't like the thought of us...
Starting again. You
know, again.
With
again.
Manager,
but
yeah.
With the same players as well, Digger. Yeah, see, yeah. This will be the problem. If whoever we get and we're staring at 20 of those players... I don't think some of them are coachable to the level. And here's a question. There's talk that the United way. Now, I don't think, however good Wilcox is, and I welcome this structure, but he's an outsider, so how's he going to decry a United way? And there's four of us here, but put 10 of us in a pub, we'd all say attacking, but we'd all dispute, like, because someone could say two wingers, but I think Ten Hag's been too stubborn with two wingers, so you can mix it around. What would you say? My long-winded question is, what would you call the United way, Digger? Because you've seen us since
we've got to attack more, we've got to have a good midfield, and we've been lacking on the midfield for a while. You know, we're all right with Casemiro, and you know, they don't do the job they do there, but unfortunately Casemiro come at more or less the end of his career, you know. We've missed Luke Shaw. Wan-Bissaka's playing out of his position, you know, and I feel sorry for him.
But we've kept missing Luke Shaw, so they've made. Yeah. But if Wilcox asked you to sum up United's way it should be, how would you condense that down into?
I'd say attack more with two wingers. Never mind having one wing going on one side, two wingers, the old style, centre forward up front, two wingers. Two inside forwards, laying back and play forward.
Okay, I like that. You take care. Sorry, we've kept you longer than we should have, Dick.
God bless you all.
See you later.
Bye. Right, so, sorry, Nathan, I've hogged it. Sorry. Brian, if you had to say United way.
I think there's a friend of mine back in America, he's an American guy, Mark, and what he always said is that what he loved about United was their fight, to fight to the end, right? And no matter the style of football, if we fight to the end, that's our style. And our style is, you know, whether it's attacking or not. I mean, I prefer us to attack in a game, but look, there's times when we have to defend. But it's passion. That's
it's
what it
difficult,
is.
It's passion. Isn't it? Like, it's a difficult. It's bigger than one man. It's bigger than one man just arriving. And my natural position is now a hedgehog shitting itself. I had my cat bought a live mouse yesterday. I had an hour chasing a kitchen. And the only thing after an hour of trying to find this mouse that he'd left is I just thought, this is how United's defence felt when they let in the third. Absolutely knackered shitting myself, thinking I don't want to find like multiple mice. But this is the Wilcox thing. Is like, for me, I was thinking this, you know, like the layers. What is a United way? How do we all agree? How do they agree? How do you then get that from top to bottom? It's very hard, but start with your signings. Start with, you know, we were told no dickheads under Arnold. That went to pot. Yeah. Start with your signings. That's the most important. Who we bring in. Can't do Eric. Even if he stays, we can't get another Eric's. He's got to be told these are the players coming in, and then make them, you know, like Declan Rice would have been a Manchester United player. I'm absolutely sure of it.
He would. I mean, the other thing I would say is, look, the under-18s have just won the league, right? Bring them up. I mean, like,
well, hopefully we'll see one tonight.
You know, like what I'm encouraged with Ten Hag is he's not been afraid to use youth. And if they're not good enough, he moves on from them. I think that's a great thing to see. If there was anything about United, what is it, 4,000 games with the academy? That's what United's about. That sort of, like, so
Right.
Whatever you think about players not performing and stuff, if they're a United player that came up, you know, Rashford should be given more latitude. Some of the criticism.
I'm losing my pint. We'll talk more on the game after over a pint on Saturday. I'll ask you for a prediction.
We'll scrape 1-0.
Right. We'll carry on the Rashford on after a pint on Saturday, my mates. So tell us about yourselves. You've just bought a mag, thank you very much.
Yeah. Just come over each year and see United. That's about it. Following them since the 80s and love them.
Where are you from in Australia?
Melbourne. Australia, yeah.
Right. What made you fall in love with United?
I used to watch they used to have Game of the Week every week, and Robbo was it.
Right.
Loved them. Watched them, and they weren't
that
good.
You
don't
look that old.
Yeah, I'm 55
wow.
this year.
How the bloody hell, you're 2 years older than me. How's that worked out? Just selling on this, you see, you've had the Melbourne weather.
Was it
Robbo and then just learning the history?
Norman Whiteside and Stapleton, all the Moran, all those guys like that, and now I just kept following them. Used to get all magazines sent over from the UK in the 90s, subscribed everything, and I met my wife, and she used to fall asleep listening to the chanting and all that on the TV, because the games
therapeutic.
Late.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, all the games are on really late in Australia, so you've got to stay up and watch it.
How do you cope with that? Because I've got a few Reds I know.
Just stay up. You just got to stay up and watch it. You know what I mean? Now it's a bit better. But now it's a bit better because you've got all the streaming services. You can wake up in the morning, not know what's happened, and then watch it. But once upon a time.
How's that feel? Because, like, not knowing the score, do you want to fast forward or do you cope?
No, I sit there. I sit there.
The Optus thing.
Yeah. I'll do the Optus, highlights. Depending if I have to go to work.
Yeah.
Then I can do it to a 30-minute game highlights. I still don't look at the score.
Brilliant.
So I watch that. But if I've got the time, I want to watch the whole thing. Yeah. So.
And when was your first trip here then?
Last year was the first trip. And now come again this year and coming each year now.
Did we win?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, good.
We won
2-1. That's a good
answer.
Surely against Sheffield United. Finally, I'm asking everyone.
Yeah.
So you've been here. There's obviously lots of talk about Wembley the North, which I'm against.
Yep.
What do you stand on? Old Trafford or a new?
I love the feeling of this place, you know, but I don't know. To me, I'd like a refurb, but, you know, times change, people moving forward, doing all different things. Yeah, you're seeing all these other stadiums and that being rebuilt.
MCG is iconic.
Yeah,
so
it is, which
things.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, so I personally would keep it and just refurb a little bit, but, you know,
and
I don't
season,
know.
And this season, what do you make of it?
I just can't believe it's funny to follow them now the way they are, because every game we go into, like on the FA Cup, I said to my wife, 3-0 up, anything can happen here with United. And I never used to feel that way.
Yeah.
Ever. It's just too many shots on goal. Defensively poor.
Yeah, we look shot. Literally.
We're just...
Ten Hag in or out?
See, I don't mind him, but I just, the results are just shitful. But I like the discipline. I like what happened with Ronaldo. I love Ronaldo, but it had to happen. To me, it was someone finally stood up and said, this is what has to, you know. But I'd say that the results are against him, so I think he's going to have to be replaced.
And what's your name? Sorry,
I'm Sean.
Sean. Well, that's a pleasure. Yeah. Give us a prediction today. Knowing what you've just said.
2-1.
2-1,
we win.
Us.
Yeah,
us.
We win.
I'm going 1-0, sorry. And your prediction?
No, what he said.
All right, thank you. Have a lovely cheers
thank
for that.
You.
See you later. Right, I'm joined by two lovely Reds. Say your names.
James.
And
Callum.
Your first game here.
Yeah.
You've been to a few in Ireland, but this is for... What have you made of you as you walk around the ground?
Yeah, he's in awe. He's absolutely in awe, yeah.
What was your first thoughts?
It's great to be at Old Trafford.
Is it as good as you thought it'd be?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on the future?
I'm not sure. Hopefully we get good again. We're not really too good at the moment.
I'm very happy with him supporting us now while we're struggling.
Yeah.
Because he'll appreciate the success even more. I'm a fan since the early 80s. And I've seen, I think we're a cup team like we were in the 80s. I definitely think Eric should be given another season under a proper structure, definitely. The injuries we've had this year have not helped. I know it's not an excuse, but last year for a good part of the season we played so well with the full team out. We've been missing our best players this year. I think if we get a few additions in, definitely a few additions, and give them a season with the right structure above them, I think we'll be all right.
That's sort of where I am at.
Yeah.
I think we're the fight in the tide.
Absolutely.
Honestly,
I think the press are pushing, and I'm glad to see him fighting back a bit.
Well,
I like him coming out fighting.
That's what, and like, you know, the inference today that oh, when you're doing that. And I thought, did they ever go to a Fergie press conference?
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Get it back to the Fergie days where he's throwing them out and get you like, report the proper news.
But that's where, you know, you're damned if he'd done. If Eric had gone meekly yesterday, they would have gone, why are you being so meek? So they're sent in blood, but don't play into their hands.
I think the man is strong. He's got a bit of bite about him. Look at the mess he's had to come into. Like, but this guy that's going to Liverpool, he's going into a far better team, a much better structure. He came into a shit show, excuse my language, over here. He's had to get Ronaldo's situation, the Greenwood situation, all the injuries to deal with. He's had no quality left back. I mean, he's got a centre midfielder who can't run anymore playing centre half.
Yeah.
He's got us to another final.
I'm trying to look like three finals in his first 2 years.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I'm embedded like Kate AD.
Yeah.
More deeper into like give him. He has made mistakes and like we were so far back on Sunday.
Absolutely.
You watch. Yep. And tactically, but maybe the players aren't abiding by his instructions.
I'll put it to you this way. Ralf Rangnick is going to go to Bayern Munich, possibly, and they're down tools for him. It's the players are always down tools because they're always kept. The people above them kept them. Now these new guys won't. If you don't do your job, you're gone.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. I think he's given instructions and they're not following them. Or when they are following them, the confidence is gone and they're...
I don't want to see... A lot of it, not a lot, that's because it's always up, because you're going to keep, always, you know, get rid of them all, but at 24, 20 are going to remain. But I don't want to see Rashford, to be honest, here next season. I think he needs a fresh start, we need a fresh start without
Rashford. I think Rashford would be better off to move on. I think for him, there's something deeply going on there beyond football. He needs to go.
But also, I think his football brain, I don't think, as a winger, he's where he should be.
He's nowhere near
the
as
time.
Intelligent. You look at Mbappe, you look at players like that, he's not.
So, what's your prediction tonight? Sorry, I'm
what's
eager to get in.
Sheffield United.
You look well
good,
excited.
So hopefully, probably win about 3-0, 2-0.
Right,
hopefully.
That's good. Well, my boy, I took Sunday, and the enthusiasm is not United haven't knocked it out. Yeah. He went, it'll be 7 or 9-0 tonight, Dad. And I was like,
He's got a little brother who's 7, he'd be over next year.
Right.
And they have no choice but to be Reds.
Right, and what's your prediction?
I think 3-0.
All right.
Well, yeah, I think 3-0 tonight.
I've got
to do
1-0,
tonight.
But we'll see. Yeah. Like, but lovely to see you and enjoy it. That's what it's all about. Right, where are you both from?
Limerick.
Limerick,
Limerick in Ireland,
And you enjoy the podcast?
Yeah, I do.
Not the swear words.
No.
No, you're over 18, aren't you, to listen to that podcast?
Just over 12.
So you enjoy it?
Yeah. Listen to it every night going to bed.
Oh, fair play.
We switch them off, yeah.
And you enjoy it?
Oh, I do. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, I've always liked to keep in touch with what I would see as real fans be. You know, match-going fans and not the Pravda approach,
you know. And what do you make of this season?
I think it's been a disaster. But I think there's been so much that has gone against them with injuries. But it's just, it's like the, how do you put it? It's like the confusion that comes with the Glazers. We don't really care about football while it's on the pitch. Has just continued. But the football has been poor.
Is there a specific thing you could put that down to, then?
It's very hard, because I liked Ten Hag, and I was all for Ten Hag. And I'm always slow to just go straight in on the manager. But I found in the last month or so... It's not that I've turned. It's like I'm finding it harder to support him. And I found the in-game management is awful at times.
I'm trying to defend... And I am actually becoming more... resolute because of the options
I don't see other options out there. Who do you go for?
Well, I think if it's Southgate or Potter,
we
have Rashford still here, we're having these exact same conversations.
And
if we're only going 2 years into a manager with three
finals, I agree, because I thought when he came in we knew, okay, look, we're looking at 3 years, possibly four, to get anywhere with this. You're not going to catch up at City, even Arsenal at the moment, and I hate to say it. The little shower as well.
Because I mentioned the Benitez, and it was interesting because it's to turn even that size shower shit, to turn them into just competing took 3 years. And I think, are we really now? Because if we're just judging a manager on 1 or 2 years,
you can't
then
do
we're
it.
Chelsea.
You can't do
aren't
you
we?
Haven't hope. You
what,
haven't
what
hope.
What do you make of it?
Well, last night was a mess. Like, we should have won the 3-0, not conceded the last three in the last 20 minutes.
The semi final on Sunday,
And then. The first penalty was shocking. The rest of them were grand, but like this season's just been not that good.
Casemiro looked.
He looked sharp.
I mean, there's a man
he
who's won
sharp.
It all, and he looked like you knew he was going to miss.
Yeah.
Are you Ten Hag? I hate to say in and out. Sorry, that's the wrong. I don't know what like, but are you still supportive or are you looking for change?
Always support the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always support the manager until it's totally gone. But it's becoming harder to support him, I think, with in-game decisions at times and sometimes attacks. The space between the defence and the midfield at times is just insane.
But is that because I had such a high view, and Delow and Wan-Bissaka aren't where they should be.
Yeah.
And like Onana, I know, you know, his distribution, but he's trying to bring it out. And then Maguire and Casemiro are coming to him, and you think that's not what you should be doing.
Just too much space between midfield. Too much space between midfield and defence. At the times when we attack, we're just so open. It's insane.
It's bonkers.
So she plays under 12s and under 13s. If her team left that amount of space between defence and midfield, we'd be roaring on the sideline.
Right, predictions tonight.
I do think we'll win tonight.
It's got to.
Jesus Christ.
1-0 though, I'm going.
But it'll be 1-0, 2-0, that'll be it.
1-0 today and 0-1 on Saturday. That is...
Burnley
have got something to play for. Prediction?
2-1, I'd say. 2-1.
Well, that's two victories.
We'll win and... We'll score two in the first half and then we'll concede in the second half. We'll just be lazy again.
And then we'll be... That's it. But anyway, all right. Really appreciate
pleasure.
That. Thank you. Cheers. Thanks a lot. One more. So what is a United way, Nathan? Hello.
Hello. I just think it's being positive. I don't think there's any... You know, I think football changes over time and you can't... You know, you can't say it's a certain formation or... You know, I think it's just a general mentality of just being positive and going forward and, you know, like, sensibly, obviously, but of saying... You know, I know this is obvious, but we'll just outscore you, and you know, and it just feels like that's not what we've got at the moment. But obviously, I think formation. You can't say it's a specific formation, because obviously, then that limits you, and you know, you need to. It's a mentality for me,
and the Alamo, and it's never given
in. Yeah, exactly.
And not a lot of our players have it, do they?
No. And
do you get what I'm saying about Ten Hag? That until we do with the real root issues, which is also the Avram there, that's not a sign that he's fucking going anywhere. Where's the talk of them selling? Also,
I get that, but then at the same time, you turn it around and say, well, if you want the structure to work, then they're going to bring their man in to do that. And I just can't see Ten Hag being there. Last year, you know, I know that we've been pretty bad for almost a year now. We dropped off ever since the League Cup final, I'd say. But, you know, it's a shame that it's not worked out. But, you know, that's the fact. You know, it's the worst ever European campaign we've ever had. Yeah. You know, we're going to finish 7th or 8th. And, you know, I know that we're in the FA Cup final, but look at the performances. And I know that you've said that you sort of liked what Ten Hag said yesterday in the press conferences, but I'm the opposite. I think we've said it a few times about him being deluded. And
hey, how are we doing, Zayn? Sorry, go ahead.
I'd say I'd much rather him turn around and go, you know what, we really got away with one there. It wasn't acceptable. We need to be better. But he didn't. He turned it round and said that the reaction was disgusting and stuff, and it's like, well, no, just take responsibility for the fact that we were terrible.
I think he was saying their hostility. I get that. I agree with that part of it, but I think it was the hostility. Like, they're sensing blood, and the response today has been like, you know, like, he's this, he's that, and you think, like, as someone sent some things, and I know it can be glib, Pochettino. You know, there's no question of Pochettino. They've spent £2 billion, and it's like Chelsea can. And it's not. You shouldn't be comparing yourself to a team who's doing as bad as us.
But
I don't feel I'm at an Ollie at Watford moment.
If Sunday had been a one-off,
yeah,
then fair enough. But it's not been, has it? And it's been, you know, we've said there's been so many times throughout the season where we've gone, this is really, really bad, and Sunday was really, really bad, and.
But
yeah.
How about then, like, we say he's not responsible for signings, but you've been the likes of Rashford, Bayern, we've got to carry that on. But, you know, the structure makes the signings. And then we see, let's see, but if we keep seeing these players, and with the names mentioned, the only thing is, can I, a light relief, if Eric lets me down and I do have an Ollie at Watford moment, is Liverpool are following our blueprint. And I think letting a bad Dutchman in a year and they're getting done over. And it's like, he's the next Ten Hag. But I thought, they're hopefully sleepwalking into one disaster after another with who they're choosing. But
Can I just say,
what's that shite? Sorry about the language, Aidan. I'm going to get. What's that shite about people yesterday going check the keyboard between fuck and off? Like, what the fuck's that all about? Check the keyboard between H and N. Sorry, mate. What's your prediction today?
3-1
To us, I hope.
Yes, I hope so.
And where are you from?
I'm from Cyprus.
Cyprus, great.
Yeah.
Look, we've got the sun on our faces.
Does, I know.
Does it almost feel Cyprus-esque?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's very, very, very warm.
And Ten Hag? That's two size.
He should go at the end of the season, I think, yeah.
But who would you get in to replace him?
I don't know. If they want to hire me to do the scouting, I will. But no, it's not going to happen.
And what's your name?
Gil.
Gil, cheers. Nathan will sell you the mag and I'll just get a quick... So, how are you? Right, so...
I'm good, how are you, Barney?
Three questions. One, Zayden, what's the score?
3-1
Yes, two. That we've got 2-3-1s. Cheers for that. Second, what would you say Manchester United way is?
What, now or how we should always be?
When, if... Well, both. If we're going to Wilcox... No, how it should... Like, so if Wilcox is deciding, mm-hmm. right, this is going to be the United way, how do you condense that down to you to sum it up, how you see it?
Well, for me, the United way is... on the field, it's playing attacking football, mate. You know, playing football that's free-flowing, you know, using our wingers and make sure our wingers are used properly. And make, the thing that annoys me about modern-day football, though, is you're playing with these wingers. They're not even wingers anymore. They're like wide forwards or something. They're always playing sort of tucked inside. We're not making the spaces out wide. You know, spreading the play, you know, making that pitch as large as possible. Let's see it go back to that way a little bit. Maybe trust the youth a little bit more as well.
Well, I hope we see at least one kid tonight.
Well, yeah, exactly, you know.
And Ahmed for 90 minutes would be.
Well, I hope so. I hope so, because he deserves it. But I've lost my patience with Rashford. And you know me, I'm the most patient person in the world. But at Wembley on Sunday, mate, I just lost it with Rashford and Eric Ten Hag. And I've been pro Ten Hag all this time, you know. But even I turned around when they went 4-3, all right, got ruled out for VAR. But at that point when it went 4-3, I was like, he's had his only moment here. He's gone.
Do you see, I'm still not... Don't get me wrong, I was crestfallen, but I've sort of just... I get I'm a very, very dwindling, but I still... I do want to see him here to October, but I get, you don't, you know, I am not confident, well, no, I know I'm not, because I think Burnley will do it, so we cannot do beat relegate, and if you can't do that, but I'm tired of this, the players, they're not fitting in, and one, like, Bruno was interviewed after the game and said about the manager's position, sorry, Nathan's got to get off in a minute, but he said, and he went, well, that's for the owners and the directors, and that's above us. And I thought, you're the captain, you were given the captaincy. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're a great player, you're fantastic on the pitch, but your captaincy. And then Harry Maguire was asked it the next day, and Harry Maguire went, oh, no. The manager, the players, are stick together. Yeah. And I thought, that was the answer you should have given Bruno, because you've just fed this, and I get it. Yeah. But at least until, because it's out of your hands, like Bruno went, you know, the Ollie thing at Watford, you back the man who's backed you until it's physically, you know, and if they know, but I'd hate the fact that there might be that gloating, you know, Pogba when Jose got the boot, gloating if Ten Hag gets the thing, because he had some decency and he's tried to sort this shit show out, and that's why I'll be well,
can I just put, sorry, just then, with you mentioning about Maguire, his reaction at the end of the penalties, like, you know, we spoke after the game, but, you know, he had the decency, you know, he shaking hands of all the Luton players, it was class, you know, that it's the least you can do compared to Anthony, who was an absolute
knob,
idiot. I really, really don't like him, and I think, that was just,
can I
that
say,
put us in, put that made it even worse, that, because it was just, you don't, there's no need to do that, is there?
But that's where there's some of the things that, see, that was the cat app, that wasn't a fart, by the way. And say, please support the fanzines, please support our campaign. A few have today. I want to really get close to it. I am worried, and it's just for the voice and seeing everyone, like Ben and Zayden and all of you and Nathan, please. Oppenheimer, I'm not a fan. It's way too heavy. That is why I got thrown out of physics after year three. It's just baffling me. And Baby Reindeer, I'm way too weird, and I'm stressed watching it, and I've only seen two. And I really, you know, Southgate thing. Anyway, right, prediction, Nathan, and we'll talk more after.
2-1.
Us. I'm going 1-0. Yeah. 1-0.
I want 1-0 with you, Barney. 1-0. With you, 1-0.
Well, I hope Zayden's right.
Yeah, hope
cheers,
Zayden.
And we'll speak Sunday. Sorry, Ben, the one last thing you've got to add.
Yeah, just on Eric Ten Hag, it's like, I do want him to succeed, and I want him to be around next season, because I don't want us to keep swapping, changing managers. What it was at 4-3, I just had that little bit of anger came across me, that red miss, that's what I was saying earlier on. But I said, oh, he's had his Ollie moment type thing, you know. But really, like, I just wanted to turn it around because that press conference yesterday, and I think he was on a bench before I joined as well. Do you know what I mean? And I thought, it's nice to see him bite back, and I hope he starts doing the Fergie, starts throwing some of them out and banning some of them, the media out of the press conferences.
Because they want their cake and eat it. How dare, you know, like, he flip.
Yeah,
but you know,
but
he's
been really patient with them all season. You know what I mean? He's about to start flipping. And look, Manchester United ages manager, doesn't it? Look how much he's aged the last season.
That's again the fanzine things. You know, the club ignore us.
Yeah,
you know, they let on these people in, and then you think, well, hang on, who? You know, we've got the club's best, United at heart. Well, that's,
exactly.
And then I don't know. I felt like you did. You know, like. But when I see some of the abuse online and that, and then I woke up the next morning, I get it. I'm fighting the tide. I'm a salmon here. But I just really hope I'd be gutted. I'd be more gutted, and I've said this 6 months ago. More gutted when I hear the news than I would have been for any of them since. Yeah, hey, you mate, you're right. Same one. Right. Okay. So we'll talk more on Saturday.
Yeah.
My quick thoughts. None of that surprised me. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. I don't know what we're seeing. I'm just glad we won another isolation game of football. Unana, I dread to think what you're going to say when you go off with Nick. But you do want to hold it. Red News, United fans are just baffled by us. But at least we showed a bit of spirit and something. But I don't know. I don't know. In Eric we trust, don't you? No. But you could see your love at, like, lose today, lose Saturday. But I said when they went 2-1 up, just please let him see the cup final out. I know I sound really desperate, like comical Ali.
No, I don't.
Red News United fanzine.
I think if we'd have lost the other day, he would have gone. But I don't think anything will happen in time between now.
But if you lose
final.
To Sheffield United, but which we didn't, so
no.
And Casemiro had a better second half. Still did major mistakes. The Maguire was excellent.
Yeah.
Hoyland tried.
Well, I'm glad that he scored.
Garnaccio was excellent. And Nick made the point, Garnaccio stays on and we win, but you can't.
Yeah. Mad looked good when he came on.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
Nick doesn't
so.
Rate him at all.
I thought
Red
he was
Red News United fanzine.
But
we'll
I just think...
It was what it was. That are you surprised? I mean, I'm not surprised
by
anything.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. But that's
Red News United.
You know,
unseen.
I think, you know, Ten Hag, like, based on what he said yesterday, and Ten Hag was like, "Oh, it doesn't matter about the, you know, all that matters is the result." But
Red News, you know, they're still fighting. There was a moment when they went 2-1, and I thought, "Oh, they're down in tools a bit," but they are still fighting. I'm clinging at the worst type of story. Did Everton win?
Yeah, well, the 2-0 looks still so.
Sorry, that's where I am.
I don't know,
Red
I
News
just think...
United fanzine.
You know, that's in 5 days we've played a championship team and the bottom of the league. And we've made
won
our...
won both! Yes!
We've made hard work of both of them, aren't we? And it's...
Red
you know,
News United fanzine. I am joking. I know what... I don't know, I just like...
But then...
I keep on hoping something's going to happen. And it doesn't. And it just... at least we're scoring. That is one... We are, you know, after a season, half season, we weren't scoring. Now we're turning up.
Yeah. And... You know,
really
like Bruno did well in
how
the
how do we win
Bruno
the cup final?
Well.
That's what I kept saying during the second half. How does that team or that whatever the combination's going to be? You hope some players will be back. Red News United funding.
Dodgy lasagna for the team for City before.
See you later, mate. Red News United funzine.
I don't know. It just feels like even though we won it, it's just
But we could have lost. I mean, literally, that's how bad. And I'm just glad we won because we don't get shove it up your arses now. Well, I might still get that, but Red News United fanzine.
But yeah, I don't know. It just feels quite.
There was a flatness
like,
going in.
It was,
Red
exactly.
News United fanzine. Nick's, you've got to do two things when you go back a bit. But one is do your Avram Glazer impression that you did, and the other is.
I don't know.
We're still we're going.
Oh, Barney. But I was explaining to Barney about your Avram Glazer impression to Jim Ratcliffe when he got there late after his London Marathon on a Sunday, and he said, "Oh, you can basically lip read what he was saying." And I told Barney, "Did the impression?" And I went, "Oh, you need to get Nathan to do it because it was far more fun."
There was just a moment when they zoomed in on him the other day, and it was just Glazer. It was just the Glazer trying to explain to Ratcliffe that he was just going back and forth, and back and forth, and gestures. Back and forth,
doing the hand gestures. It was the funniest bit about the game. The rest of it was very somberly, but anyway, moved on from that. Well, that was a painful watch until. Really, we got the second goal, wasn't it? Let's be honest. I said to Barney, I said, I'm really struggling to think of many worse starting Man United 11s in the Premier League that I've ever seen than that lineup today. It's so underwhelming, isn't it?
Okay.
It was
crisis, what crisis?
it was quite a tough watch, really. Now, but yeah, I was saying, I really struggle to think of a more poor Man United starting 11 that we've had. Not good, obviously, you can think of worse players in each position, probably, maybe, for most of them. But it's such an underwhelming team that you've got to have a bit of confidence, even when you're bottom of the league and can't win a game. To just look at Casemiro at centre, to look at Eriksen starting and think, we could get at these today. And they really
especially in the first half, that they just overwhelmed us in midfield, and they had a game plan. They had a game plan, and we didn't.
Yeah.
And that's very telling, I think.
£4, please, mate. Thanks
very much.
Sue. Cheers, mate. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Barney said to me before the game, and he said, look, I want you to have you think about your thoughts of what you think the Man United way is at the moment. And I said, the problem is with this club is I don't even think it's even trying to find its way. We don't have a way. I actually don't. The players don't know what it is. Tanar doesn't know what it is.
No.
My new theory that I've got here, and I'm not saying I want this to happen, but my new theory is I don't think this club would get sorted out unless we actually did get relegated. That's my new thought, since I've been thinking, stewing on my championship comments at the weekend. Because people's wages need to go, and then you need to get rid of everybody. I mean, that seems terrible, isn't it? It's not fun to watch. Nobody wanted to be there this evening. You could see how quickly everyone wanted to leave. People leaving at half time, you know, which is even earlier than usual. It's just very miserable, isn't it?
I think it's just going to take time, because there's so many people in the squad still that are on far too much money that we're just not going to get rid of.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who's at the top. It's going to take time to do that.
Yeah.
And the next batch is already in there, in the likes of Anthony and stuff like that. It was going to take years to get rid of.
Yeah.
He's going to be around for years because no one's going to want him. He's on far too much.
He's
money.
Basically replaced Martial now, hasn't he? What's going to probably be that equivalent of it, except we're just waiting for him to give us our Wembley moment like Martial did a few years ago. And if he does, you know, in a couple of weeks' time, all will be forgiven, and the £100 million fee will be
forgotten.
He can
cup his ears in front of the City fans for all that.
He can cut me after it. If he gets the winner in that game, I don't care. But
that's the thing. It's going to take time, and that's realistically. I know that Sir Jim has come out saying everyone needs to be patient, and realistically they do, because it's not going to change overnight.
We have been patient, and it's more patience again, isn't it? It's like resetting that patience. That's what it is, though, isn't it? And it's just, is it going to be any different from it? You know, we heard, you know, you hear all the right things from the club, but is it actually going to happen? You know, you hear about tonight when it came in, era's come to an end and all of that. You know, I'm just sick of hearing stuff.
Yeah, he was still under the same people who've been shit for the last 15 years.
I know, but
I
just want to make sure
that I would like to hope that things will change, and I think realistically that will also change with the manager as well.
Maybe. Don't know. I think you're really going to have to be, because realistically in the summer you're only going to be able to sign 3 or 4 players. How much can you be able to change that team for next year? It's going to be again more of the same.
But if you bring someone in good, how many people did Unai Emery sign at Villa?
I don't know. How many people did he sign at Villa?
Not many, I don't think. I think the only big signing was that Pau Torres.
Now they signed
defense.
Bailey, didn't they, from Leverkusen, and there was a few others that came in there as well.
But, you know, that's a good coach can do things with, you know.
I don't think anyone could coach that lot. I'm sorry, but you can't. It's not dance
maybe,
coaching.
Maybe
Wan
that's
Bissaka,
what it is.
Can't pass a ball. You know, you can't make someone that can't pass a ball. You know, I'm being unfair on him. You know, you can't make.
But then you don't play. But then you don't try and play in a way that he's having to play it out from the back.
the squad's got so many limitations. This is the problem. Any team is.
Because that was today. Like, so we've signed a goalkeeper to play out from the back, and he gives it away and concedes a goal.
It was a shocking pass out, that, wasn't it, really? Barney said he wanted to have the debate of De Gea's been nearly out for a year. He said, what odds would you get on him being United starting number one next season?
It's very strange because he posted something on his Instagram the other day. Yesterday, did you see it? It was him like training, and then I don't know where it was.
Like Accrington Stanley.
It was somewhere.
I was trying to figure out.
And then it was like a little emoji say with the Terminator saying, "I'll be back." Yeah. Did you see that?
Which was worrying. So here's the question for you: who would you rather have in goal to be number one next year? Would you rather have De Gea, or who's had a year out of football, or would you rather have Onana? Because you're very critical of Onana.
I think he's improved. He's got better. He has got better. It'd be hard to imagine that someone who's not played for a year will be match fit and sharp. So,
yeah, I agree. I would pick Onana over him, to be fair. It's a sad world to live in, but we live in a sad world. What do you think the Manchester United way is?
Well, I just said it's just being positive, and we weren't that today. For most of the game, that's not what we were. I said before, it's like it's not a specific formation. It's not. It's just a mentality of being positive and attacking. And we've just not been there.
I just think it's chaos.
Well, but Barney was meaning the ideal. What is the mystical United way? He's not saying what is it now, because that's dog shit.
I think the way is. The way he's promising, in the way you've got players like Garnacho, Mainu, you have these youth in there, don't you, that can come through. That's what we all want. We want to see that. You know, you want to see Bruno trying to force to give that kid the ball, you know, with 5 minutes to go.
You were very lucky.
So, you know. Yeah. Well, maybe we were, yeah, to be fair. Those deflections easily could have gone in or whatever, but, you know.
So, yeah, that's. The United way is just the positivity, and I think that's just not what we've not got that at the moment, I don't think. We're scoring, but it doesn't feel.
And it's mad though, because we actually are scoring goals, and funnily enough, we were having a conversation going, you know, we scored three at Coventry at the weekend, at that time we'd scored three this evening, you know, we'd scored four at Chelsea, and we'll say, look, Heitner's not even getting involved in the game, never mind scoring. And then granted, obviously, he popped up with a goal there as well. Even so, we're scoring. You feel like we're playing with like seven or eight players each game. So that's what's deflated. Again, we've won and we're coming out deflated because you're expected to win against Spot.
Yeah, I think
that's
what it is.
It's going to be the same again on Saturday, isn't it? You're expected to win from it.
But then it's also a case of what we're playing for. Like these league games, we're just seeing them out now. That's, you know, that's what's sad. Is that.
Yeah. And it feels like they're getting earlier and earlier and earlier, where usually we used to be playing, maybe let's play the last four games out of the season, maybe before we played the last six games out. We feel like we've been playing this out from sort of game 21 this year, do you know what I mean? It's getting earlier and earlier and earlier. I mean, look, if we want to keep it a little bit upbeat, there is nice one positive thing that's happened this evening.
Go on.
Scouse has got beat.
That's true.
They got beat 2-0. And we scored four goals. So let's still have that as a
what more do you want?
What more do you want? Scouse has got beat. Jurgen's cracking up. And we scored four goals.
On that note.
And we've got another relegation team at the weekend.
Yeah.
There you go. Enjoy it. Because, Ken Hill, God, if you can't enjoy scoring four goals at home, then.
Let's go see if Barney has anything else to say. You got any final thoughts?
Do you know how soul destroying? I haven't sold one. I've had all these people walk past me. Oh, I've not done a single mag after the game. For the first time ever. If anything's telling us how hard this is at the moment, that is soul sapping. That is more soul sapping than seeing Unana kick from like that. I had two plates. One, you're just fake fans. You're just fake fans. If we're fake, would we be watching this shit?
I think 75,000 of us would turn up on a Wednesday night. To what we've been subjected to for last
one fancy. Oh, yes, thank you.
Here he is.
You're the first person to buy off me after the game, so that's very, made me very happy.
I'll tell you what, I bought one off you before you gave it a drop.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. You'll
be upset when you realise it's not fine.
Yeah.
He's going to cut this bit again, I think.
And also, at least it's not been cold this evening.
It's not been cold.
It's not been cold, has it?
I was on the way and Barney was like, oh, it's freezing. It's not been freezing, it's been lovely.
Cheers. Hey, good lad. Did you enjoy it, lad? Quick, go on, Nathan. Quick.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes. Had a great time.
Have you been before?
Yes.
Nice. What's your name, sorry?
Roy.
Nice to meet you. We're on the podcast of the fanzine. So.
No, we'll have to listen in tomorrow, won't we?
Okay.
Go Bruno, what a goal.
It was a good goal, wasn't it?
It was a brilliant goal.
Cheers. Oh, nice one. Thank you.
Quick words on the game.
Oh, yeah, good result that, wasn't it? Yeah, after that out-of-body experience we had on Sunday, it was like, I thought I was astral planing on Sunday.
You're usually more optimistic than me. See you, James.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I think there's lots of injuries. And even on Sunday, really, you know, you look at what happened. The second goal's a fluke, isn't it? And is it handball? You know, we've been suffering with that all season, really.
But you can't, like, we're saying that, is Eric got a plan B? There is no plan. We're literally the bare bones. They look like Casemiro had, I thought, much better second half, knackered. You know, like, so we're like... Do you, Ten Hag, stay?
Yeah, me, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And how do we win the FA Cup final? Because this is what, how do we win that game?
Get some players fit, I think, yeah. Get some centre-halves and a left-back.
We've got to make sure Martinez has two or three games, sure has two or three games before, so we're really running out of time. Can you see it? What's our percentage? I'd say it's 2-3%.
More than that.
A minute ago I was going to throw myself, I hadn't sold a single mag. We're now going to win the FA Cup, and on that note, glory, Man United.
I said to you earlier that the omens are for us. In 1989-1990, when we beat, we played Oldham in the semi-final of the FA Cup, 3-3 each, went to a replay, 1-2-1. Who scored the winner? Robbins.
The weekend of the final of the 25th anniversary that weekend?
Yeah.
Of the treble.
Yeah,
so
yeah. There you go.
The authentic treble. Exactly. Right, so we're going to win it. And then league next year?
Exactly.
No, got to have a look. Yeah, at least all I can say, we won. Yeah. And at 2-1 down, I was really worried. So.
Yeah, right. No. It looked like that.
Saturday's the one we lose, though. No. Right, cheers, everyone. Thanks for the support.